Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Where do you tune in? Let me know today on the social media. Tweet me at Be Our Guest Mike on Instagram and Twitter. Send a picture. Show us how you listen. I'd love to find out here as we close out 2017. Time to have another listener question show. We've got them lined up for you to knock down right now. But first, a word from our sponsors. And that includes our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go WDW. Days to Go lets you count down the days until your next Walt Disney World vacation with style. Right now, we are down to, I'm looking at the app, we're down to 3 days. 3 days. Do I sound like the count? I don't care. I'm excited. We head down to Walt Disney World this Saturday on a Southwest jet. I cannot be more excited because I've been looking forward to this trip for 3 or 4 months. Every time I get a text, a phone call, post to social media, which is often, I get to see right there on my iPhone how many days I have to go. Great pictures. I love the one of Spaceship Earth at night. I've even customized a few of my pictures in there now just to get excited because we went there last year for New Year's Eve. So I have some of those pictures in there. Customize the sounds, the fonts, everything you need to get excited for that next Disney trip. And isn't that what it's all about? So check out these and other great apps. Turn your Apple device into a Disney device right now over at virtualmickey.com. Please do continue to support the Be Our Guest podcast with your online purchases over at our Amazon affiliate link at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You'll still get all of your Prime benefits. It costs you nothing extra, but it really does help support the show in a big way. So as you do that online shopping here to close out 2017 and moving into 2018, bookmark the site and use it often over at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1268 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Yes, that has been approved by the boss. We are here to answer your listener questions. We love getting those questions and send those in as we can kick off the new year with some great questions. Mike at BeOurGuestPodcast.com will get right on those. And of course, I am in a great mood today because we are just 3 days away from heading down to Walt Disney World. We're going to be there for New Year's Eve celebrating at Epcot. Where else do you bring in the new year? We brought in 2017. We're going to see it out the same way and bring in 2018 with our friends and the podcast family. Cannot wait. So yeah, I'm in a good mood. Can't wait to head down to my favorite place, staying at Pop Century Resort this time. And I better get one of those renovated rooms. I'll say I'm friends with Pam Forrester. I need a bed that folds into the wall. I want one of those beds in the worst way. Don't really need it, but I want it. And I think that's the mantra of most Disney fans like me.
Yeah.
So anyway, we are going to have a good time. And I know that we're all getting ready to head down and meet up. So we have Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and the Mouse for Less. Ricky, was Santa good to you? Even though you didn't set up a tree, I would have just skipped your house. That's all I'm saying.
Well, given that I just got back from Walt Disney World and I'm headed back down to Walt Disney World again this weekend, I would say that I'm very blessed. Santa is very blessed for me. So, yes,
so
it was a great holiday. Had a great time with my family, you know, doing all the Orlando stuff. You know, there's nothing better than celebrating kind of Christmas at Walt Disney World and in the Orlando area. I know that for many people, they would not choose to celebrate Christmas at Walt Disney World. But, you know, if I have the choice and the option, I'm going to take it. So, yeah, I took it and I have no regrets. Yes, it was busy. Yes, it was crowded. Yes, I probably wanted to strangle a few people, but I didn't like that. I didn't end up on the news like that one lady did. Can you believe that, by the way, all those a few months ago? Anyway, so yeah, it's just a magical time to be there. So I'm truly blessed, and I'm so excited to to get to go and hang out with you guys for New Year's Eve. Once again, which is going to be so much fun too. Yeah,
just remember, because New Year's Eve is nutty at Epcot. If you choke somebody out, make sure you're not wearing a Be Our Guest podcast t-shirt.
Okay, I'll try.
Or
not.
Anything magical.
I'll try not to do that. I can't make any promises.
I mean, it will be a free for all on New Year's Eve. Just please make sure you have no indication that you're affiliated with anything to do with any of this.
All right. No. I'll try my best not to wear my BOGP TMFLT and Mouse stuff. I'm not tired.
Because I'm sure choking out will happen a couple times. Not by us necessarily. I'm just saying.
No, not by us. It's just such a crazy night. Like, I'm sure that some people will get very angry that night. And yeah.
I'm just saying, don't want to get tased by Steve Hood on New Year's Eve at Epcot.
No, you don't.
Or have the dog turn loose on me.
That would kind of be funny. I do like to see people get tased.
I do. I watch.
Yes,
When I watch.
Both like to watch live PD.
Well, I don't. I watch cops sometimes while I'm on the treadmill. And like, they'll have them on back to back. And they had this one marathon. It was called Tased and Confused. And I was like, oh, man, this is right up my alley. It's so weird. I don't know why I like that. Anyway, right after Christmas, we're talking about getting tased. That's not good. So also.
Loving spirit.
I don't know what's going on. So I'm trying to coordinate schedules. So Ricky, when do you arrive? I get there Saturday around 7. When do you get there?
So I am leaving on Friday after I get off work. So that's the 29th. So I will be there late. Probably, I'm not sure what time I get off work on the 29th. So probably late in the evening, the 29th. But I'll be there all day on the 30th and the 31st and coming back home on the 1st. And then doing it all over again for Marathon Weekend.
Sounds good. All right, we'll see you on Saturday. All right, Pam Forrester, she's here with us as well, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. Happy early New Year, Pam. What are your plans to arrive for New Year's?
We are arriving on the 30th, and part of Hannah's gift, we got Hannah and Paige their own room. So from the 31st on, I think they are. I think the 30th they're with us. I can't remember. Anyways. We'll be with those two crazy girls at some point. Then with the rest of the crew, we'll all be together. Because Paige is arriving before the rest of your family. Is that true, Mike?
Yeah. So here's how this works. Okay. So, you know, of course, we were just real quick, just indulge me so everybody can kind of hear my circumstances. You know, we were trying to be, you know, pretty fiscally responsible and, you know, not get in trouble with work schedules.
My curve is catching on.
Brian was sending me some tips, you know, like every day was the tip from Brian. So we were only going to go from the 3rd to the 8th for Marathon Weekend. So we were going to get there the day of the expo, you know, and do the dopey and then do the, you know, Monday, you know, get up and get some pictures and then fly home Monday late afternoon. That was the initial plan. But of course, and this is exactly how it went last year too. That's exactly how I scheduled it last year. But of course, you get the itch to, you know, what are we going to do on New Year's Eve? Well, what it ended up being, it revolved around, Mizzou made a bowl game. So I'm like, hot dog, man, we're going to a bowl game. I am going to that bowl game. So we thought we were going to be in Memphis or Nashville or even like Birmingham, or even there were two possibilities of being in Central Florida. So I'm like, okay, so we're going to go to a bowl game. I'm going to buy the tickets. We're going to go to the game and cheer on Mizzou. Well, Mizzou ends up in Houston, Texas, so I can't drive there. I'm not going to buy another set of plane tickets. So that money that was allocated for the bowl game got thrown into, well, let's just go to New Year's at Disney. So that's how that all worked out this time around. And so that's the deal. But with, like Pam said, with Paige, so we're going to check in on the 30th. Well, you know, so we start looking, changing flights from January 3rd to December 30th on Southwest. I think, you know, change your flights, no charge. So we're looking around. And I see this sweet flight that gets in at 8:30 in the morning on the 30th, you know, because you may as well get the full date on there, right?
Right.
So I, you know, have to, you know, before I book these, I always try to run it by the boss, you know, just to make sure that I'm not going to get, you know, killed.
Smart.
Speaking of choked out, you know, I don't want to get choked out before I even leave St. Louis. So I ask Pam, I'm like, you know, there's this flight. I don't tell her what time it takes off. You know, I'm letting her, I'm hoping she won't do the math. So I'm like, you know, we could be in by like 9 o'clock in the morning. We'll get breakfast, you know, have a full day. We can see the fireworks, blah, blah, blah. You know, the Magic Kingdom, all that stuff for New Year's Eve. She did the math quickly. Well, if it lands at 8:30, what time does it take off? Well, like 5:30. Well, what time do we have to be at the airport? Like 4:30. Yeah, that got vetoed. So anyway, we're flying out in the afternoon, getting in at 7 p.m. But Paige got with Hannah, and they're already been making these plans for months, apparently. I don't know. So they're like,
we
no.
don't know. We found out about the plans much later.
Exactly. That's how it is when you got daughters. So anyway, what happened was Paige is like, no, Hannah and I are going to the Magic Kingdom for the New Year's Eve fireworks on the 30th. That's that 3 o'clock flight in the afternoon ain't going to cut it because we're going to. She's like, I raised her well. I got to be proud of this. Like, she's like, well, if we fly out at 3:30, we're going to land at 7. And by the time we take Magical Express, it'll be like maybe 8:30 by the time I won't make it there. Like, it'll be too rushed. I'm taking the 5:30 flight. So
I love her.
So she's flying out at 5:30. But you know what? I don't know how she's getting to the airport because, you know, this cat isn't getting. If I don't get to fly to Florida at 5:30, this cat ain't getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning and dropping
Hello,
her off.
Uber? I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't know about the Uber drivers that are doing the 3:30 shift in North County. I'm just saying. So, I don't know. So that's what's happening. She lands way before us. We're going on the same day, not same flight. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But that's our life. That's just a look into our life, right, Pam? That's a look into our life.
It's just a brief. We wouldn't want it to expose you to too much because it's always a lot of, what? Is that a good idea?
Yeah, so the listener question
realized is... You lost control a long time ago.
Yeah, so we got an email here from Paige P. from Florissant, Missouri. How can I get to the airport at 5:30 in the morning
right?
if my dad won't take me? Too bad. Too bad. Anyway, so let's get to the real questions. Michelle, one of my great guests here at the Magic for Less, one of our great guests here, she has a question. Pam, Ricky, and Mike, my daughter wants to eat at Yak and Yeti on our Animal Kingdom Day, but we're having an early breakfast at Garden Grill. So I don't want to eat too early, and the only ADR I could score was at 3:15. I guess that'd be in the afternoon. We have the Landry's card. Do you think it would be possible to get a table around 7:30 without an ADR? Thanks for any of your help. I'm about 242 miles from Pam in Alexander, New York. Okay, so Pam, help me out here. I don't know what a Landry's card is, so I didn't know what the situation is there. But what do you think? I don't know exactly when they're going to be there. She didn't mention. But she's looking to eat later because obviously they're having breakfast at Garden Grill and they're going to be full probably still, you know, in early afternoon. So what do you think?
So the Landry's card is something that you can get that supposedly helps you get into like T-Rex and Rainforest Cafe and then also Yak and Yeti, the sit-down restaurant. Those are all restaurants that are part of that group. And I do not know that that it really helps you that much to get in at Yak and Yeti. I haven't seen that happen because it is a restaurant that does take ADRs using the Disney system, and I haven't really seen it be that effective. It does work better at T-Rex and at Rainforest Cafe if you try that. So I don't know about that. And again, I don't know when you are going to be there. But, you know, there are certain times that the Yak and Yeti is completely booked because there just aren't that many sit-down restaurants in the Animal Kingdom. Now, there are a plethora of great quick service locations in Animal Kingdom. But in terms of sit-down, you really just don't have enough of them. And I understand, you know, why you have concerns of that. With anything with an ADR, I say keep checking back. There are things that open up all the time, and I mean all the time. Yeah. Check until the day of, if you can. And just keep checking every now and then to see what opens up for you. And hopefully you'll be able to get something that's a little closer to what you want. And if not, you know, there is always the Yak and Yeti counter service restaurant, which I know is not the same as eating in the restaurant. But as it stands, it's not a bad quick service location. It has some yummy options, or you can choose one of the other great counter service locations there at the Animal Kingdom.
And I would say, you know, this is one of the restaurants, though, that I have had luck, and, you know, there's not a lot of them, but have had success walking up and getting in. You know, even when the park was, you know, quite busy in the summertime, you just have to be patient, but they do work with you. It's a pretty large restaurant. But also, you mentioned, you know, if you can't make it work and you're still full and you don't want to waste, you know, your money and you're not hungry and you don't want to get that food, I would look at going over to Santuli Canteen and see that as an option of a, you know, an awesome counter service restaurant within that park if you don't want to do Yak and Yeti counter service, because they have a lot. You know, when I went to Yak and Yeti, I remember it was like a rice-based dish. You know, that was what I got. I can't remember what it was. It was like chicken and rice or something, and it was really, really good. But I can get that over at Santuli Canteen, and, you know, kind of it's more exotic. It's really neat, and it's the hot new thing. So you could see, you know, maybe maybe where it's a difficulty, you could see it as an opportunity if it doesn't open up between here and there and you can't get a walk up. You know, you have that in your back pocket. You also have Yak and Yeti counter service and you got St. Sully Canteen. Ricky, anything else to help Michelle out?
I'm with Pam. Keep checking because, you know, I was a terrible planner and I did not have a reservation for Christmas. I mean, everybody's like, oh, you have to make your reservations for Christmas 180 days out. Well, I did not do that. A couple weeks before I got a reservation at 50's prime time. I mean, you know, not the, at least it's kind of like it's a home cooked meal, you know, at a prime time of like 7 o'clock. So, you know, you can always find things. So keep checking. I mean, this was a couple weeks before Christmas. So just keep checking. You never know when somebody's going to cancel, especially even if you get to the day before, because that's when you have the people who are canceling their reservations, because that's when they start charging you for not no shows. So, you know, definitely at least if the very least look the day before, because I can, you know, you'll probably be able to get something that day. You know, usually things open up that day.
And so, too, if you're in the park that day, which you're going to be, you know, when your 3:15 comes around, go there at 3:15 and just ask them if you can push it back later. You know, and they might work with you because you already have an ADR. You know, that's kind of like a little bonus in your pocket. All right. Jeanna? Jenna?
Jean.
Gina.
J-E-N-N-A.
Jenna, I guess that'd be.
Yeah.
Gina maybe. Or Jenna, I apologize. Powers from Covington, Kentucky. She's 295 miles from Pam. She says, too close to Pittsburgh for this Bengals fan. All right. Well, here's what she says. Hi, Mike, Ricky, and Pam. We're going to Walt Disney World for New Year's Eve and Marathon Weekend. We'll see Woo-hoo! You down there. And when you see me, just, you know, choke me out if I said your name wrong. You know, this
That's
is
the, right. This exactly. Show, she'll be able to do that.
One of those
she
things.
She will see you in person and find you.
Yeah, just don't do it if you have a Be Our Guest podcast shirt on or if you got some Magic
That's
for
right,
Less swag.
Exactly.
If you happen to be carrying around a Magic for Less laundry bag, don't choke me out. That looks bad.
Yeah, don't do that either.
All right. So anyway, she's... Since we've already purchased a 10-day park hopper ticket, we're considering upgrading to annual passes. I have three questions, and I'm actually doing this on this trip too. One, do we have to upgrade before we use the park hopper ticket? We are planning on going to the Magic Kingdom on our first night, but I'm not sure that we will want to take the time to do the upgrade that first night. Can we wait until the next day? Pam, all right, let's tackle them one at a time. Pam, help her out there.
You absolutely can. You can upgrade as long as you have a day remaining on your pass. You can upgrade in terms of the type of pass that you have. You can upgrade in terms of if you want a completely different pass, like if you want to upgrade to an annual pass or whatnot, you can do that. But I will just tell you, I understand you don't have time and that makes absolute sense, but there's no benefit in not upgrading to the park hopper as soon as you can, because it's basically the same price, regardless of the number of days that are on your ticket, unless you have like a 1 day ticket or whatnot. So,
all right. Number two, does my whole family have to be present in order for me to do the upgrade, or can I do it for all of us by myself? And that's a good question because we always do it kind of right when we get there to get the, because I do it initially because I want to get the AP discounts for dining and stuff. So I don't wait. But everybody's there with me. Does everybody have to be? I can't remember. I mean, they don't take your picture or anything. So do you have to sign something? I don't think so. Right.
For to upgrade the passes?
Yeah,
I think everyone does have to be there.
Do they? Okay,
usually have to show an ID.
For kids too, though? I mean, how does that work for kids?
I don't know. I remembered always just handing them our IDs when we did it. So I can't remember. I can't remember when Hannah was too young to have an ID. Actually, I remember getting sass from someone about her not having an ID, actually, when she was under 16. And I'm like, well, she's under 16. So, I mean, you know, and the cast member I spoke to, now this is really coming back.
it's bringing back a
she
bad memory.
She was very sassy with me. And she said, well, you're required to have an ID. I said, so, well, Disney World is requiring my daughter to have an ID, but the state of Pennsylvania or the United States of America is not. And then, you know, so anyways, it was just such nonsense. But they do want people there. I think typically they just use the ID to kind of show, to look at the address and things like that. But we've always been asked to provide it at that time when we were upgrading to an annual pass.
I would say pack a utility bill. Bring your gas bill just in case, you know, like when you get a resident card here in Florissant, you know, you got to show a utility, you know, so just in case, throw one in your backpack. All right. That's interesting. Don't go to that cast member. You don't want to get sassed. Call him or her out. Okay, number three, your last question. If we don't upgrade that first night, will we be able to access PhotoPass photos from that night once we upgrade? Ricky, okay, so help her out. So, you know, you get the Memory Maker once with your, it's included with your annual pass. And of course, pictures will be taken that very first night, but they haven't upgraded. Will they get, I guess they're looking retroactively, will they get access to those pictures from the first night?
I think they should, right? I would assume that they would be able to. I'm not 100% sure on that, though.
I would assume
that they would be able to.
Because Paige did this past summer, and I think what she said was they were watermarked, but then once she got the annual pass upgrade, the watermark went away.
That's exactly what happens. Yeah, it is. Cool. So you should be able to access those photos.
All right. She says, thanks for your help and hope to see you over Marathon weekend. And
it doesn't take very long to upgrade, though. So there's a lot of questions about upgrading. It really, unless there's a long line where you're doing it, it takes like a minute or two.
Right. I had to recently with my annual pass, they, even though I renewed for some reason, they sent me the green card. And I tried to go to the front gate and go in and they would not let me in. So I had to go back to the front and, settle up that way. So it didn't take me but a whole maybe extra 5 minutes to go do that whole process. So you should be fine. It shouldn't take that long.
Pam, do you realize you just said a minute or two? That means a long time in kid lingo.
I know it does.
Yeah,
I get it. Yeah. I totally understand. But I'm just trying to help you. Don't be hip. Have to worry about any of this.
No, I'm just trying to help you be hip, so you can use that term over Marathon weekend and New Year's Eve. Like say at like 9:30, I decide I have to go to the bathroom back in World Showcase. You can be like, man, you were gone for a minute. And that means I was gone for like a long time because the lines were long. That way you sound cool. I just want you to, we got to stay up. We got to be
thanks
a cool
for
podcast.
Helping me out, Mike.
That's what we do. You know, we don't want people to see it. You know, next year we'll be celebrating 10 years, but we don't want to be the old podcast. We want to be the hip
podcast.
That's
right.
Right. Exactly. We don't want to be the people out there with walkers.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, we've been around for a minute by now, so I'm just saying. Anyway.
That's insane, by the way.
We've been around for a hot minute. That's insane.
Yes.
All right, so this get a pen and paper because this next one I've put off for the last 2 weeks, but we're going to tackle
math?
It right now.
Oh, no, I don't use pen and paper.
I'm just saying, okay.
I use my phone.
Okay, whatever it takes, get it fired
That's
up.
That's how hip I am.
Because Kevin's got us one here. Kevin says, hey, BOGP crew, just got back from our vacation, which was November 12th through the 20th of 17 at Pop Century. Even though my family visits Walt Disney World every year, I don't think I would have known the ticket money in your package can be used to upgrade the annual passes. So thank you very much. Kind of going along with the last email. I would like to share some Disney math regarding annual passes. Okay, so here's what he's got. He's got two adults and one child. Annual passes would come to $2,488.92. He says $1,528.29 was credited from the ticket portion of our package, which brings the total down to $960.63. We can't do Walt Disney World without the Memory Maker, so when I subtract Memory Maker for 2017 and 2018, before the AP expires, of course, I get down to $622.63. On our 8-night Walt Disney World trip, we saved $268.77, using the annual pass discount. We love our souvenirs, and our son's birthday is 2 weeks before Christmas, so that brings the cost down to $353.86. So $353.86 for annual passes, and that doesn't include any future AP AP discounts or our future trips or trips before the AP expires. I hope this makes sense and hopefully gets anyone that might be on the fence for upgrading, if you purchase Memory Maker every year, it will be very beneficial to upgrade. Thank you for taking your personal time to help others have a better vacation. Kevin is down in North Carolina. Which, Pam, I love that he broke it really down because he actually, I don't even think, threw in their dining discounts, which are a huge plus with the annual passes right now. But it really does. I mean, if you can squeeze in a second and especially a third trip within those 365 days, what we do, and you say this many times, Pam, is make that initial trip a package that includes tickets. And if you're for sure going to get, an annual pass, and what I do, I do a room only, but I buy a 10-day Magic Your Way park hopper ticket for all four of us. And what I do is, what it does for me financially is it lets me pay for, say, 70% of the tickets up front. Like right when I go down for this trip in a few days, we're going down with 10-day park hoppers. So I've paid for, it was over $2,000 for the four tickets. I know I'm about to fall out, but it makes it less of a sting when I'm there to upgrade to the annual passes, and then we're good for the rest of the year. So I know we're going to go in the summer for many days. That's covered. If we go in the fall, I don't have to consider tickets for the next 365 days, which makes it a lot easier to go back down, plus all the discounts, plus Memory Maker. So what do you, I mean, Kevin brings up a great point and gives us hard numbers. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I agree. So if you feel like you're going to benefit from an annual pass, the way to do it is to buy that first, you know, to buy your first set of tickets in part of a package, because then you can take advantage of the package discounts and then also take advantage of the annual pass discounts. I think the thing I like to caution people about is that in the past, maybe an annual pass offered discounts that were more easily available and possibly at a greater discount than they are right now, especially in terms of resort reservations. So the annual pass discounts come out much later than the general public discounts. And the availability is a lot smaller. When I say a lot smaller, I mean a lot smaller. So take that into consideration. In addition, one of the things that you give up when having the annual pass is your ability to book things and benefit from things like free dining, as a lot of packages require tickets to be purchased with that package in order to take advantage of the discount. So there are, you have to do it and think about it, you know, what really works for you and your family. It's different for every guest. It's just, I want to make sure that I point out some of the good and bad in this process. And it's great when we have listeners do math for us, because as they know, we cannot do math. We are not good at math. And Ricky and I actually get a little angry about any time there's math involved.
Yes, we do. Yes.
So, no math.
No math.
Like, okay. Just like no caps, no math.
That's right. So, Ricky, let me ask you this. Okay, so Memory Maker is thrown in, which is a huge plus, which I don't think I would ever buy myself, to be honest, because I'm in a different, you know, my kids aren't real little anymore, and we've been many, many times, and I enjoy taking the pictures with my iPhone. You know, that's one of the challenges I get, and I'm just looking to save money where I can. But the thing about Memory Maker is when I get back, it's such a boon to have. Like, I get so many great pictures, especially on-ride videos, on-ride shots, character meet and greets. They do those better than I could. You know, what do you say about the inclusion of Memory Maker with an annual pass and the side benefits, you know, the things on, that are on the periphery? What do you think?
So, you know, honestly, I didn't really use like Memory Maker before it was with my annual pass. So I would actually end up doing more like selfies and things like that. Now I will stop when I see a PhotoPass photographer. So, you know, it has been a nice perk for me. But I'm kind of with you. Like, I don't know if I would have bought Memory Maker otherwise. Maybe when I have a kid, you know, then Memory Maker would have been something that obviously would be a little more treasured by me, because obviously I would want those shots that I couldn't necessarily get, kind of like you said, Mike, the candid shots of maybe meeting characters or something like that. So, you know, I think that I think that I enjoy having it, and I take advantage of it, and it's a nice perk to have. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, and I think, too, the photographers have really stepped up their game over the last 2 to 3 years. You know, they have learned.
I find them in more places now, too, which
I think this is true because, you know, we have our good friend Kim down there who, you know, was a photographer forever and now still shoots, but she's kind of a supervisor now, in that I believe they have kind of internal like photo contests, you know, to see who can get the best or most unique shot or the, you know, the one that captures the most emotion. And I think that's a great thing for a company like Disney, because, you know, when I was a teacher, I loved hearing what other teachers did in other districts and other cities, because, you know, when you want to step up your game in any kind of profession, you want to hear what the people that are at the top are doing. You know, you don't necessarily imitate them, but you learn from them. Like, oh, well, if I get down on one knee and shoot up, you know, I can get a cool angle on that shot. I just never thought of that. It's not hard to do. It just never crossed my mind. And I think, you know, with things like the PhotoPass photographers taking pictures of the kids, like approaching the characters and also leaving the characters, you know, like it used to be just while they were standing next to them, you know?
Right.
So, you know, I think that, you know, things like that, that have really made, you know, the Memory Maker awesome. And it is definitely something that is a huge advantage to having an annual pass. I can say that time and time again. All right, let's get to Douglas's question here. He says, "Hey, Mike and crew, my family and I will be staying at Shades of Green Resort the week of Thanksgiving. I'm sure he's talking about 2018. My father is a retired Navy captain, and we're very fortunate to be able to stay there thanks to his service and sponsorship at the resort. My question is about the airline check-in service that Disney offers at their resorts. I would really like to be able to use this wonderful service, but since I'm not staying at a true Disney resort, I don't know that I am entitled to it. We're right across the street from the Polynesian, so I don't think it would be too difficult to get our luggage over there, but is it even worth the try? Thanks for your insight. P.S. I know that you like to reference the local college or professional sports team of your listeners, so I'll let you know that we're a family of fighting Texas Aggies. All right, you guys have Jimbo, so we'll see what happens in 2018. Kind regards, Rock Music. Yes, that's my real name down in Dallas, Texas. And he says that he'd come on and share Shades of Green, so that'd be awesome. So I'll have to get in touch. So, Pam, what do you... I think you do have to be staying at the resort, though, to take advantage of the airline check-in, correct? I don't think they could... I don't think you can just throw it on the truck, right? I don't know.
No. It's for guests who are staying at the Disney resort. So, yeah, it's one of the benefits, actually, of staying at one of the Disney resorts. There are certain things that are only reserved for guests who are staying on site at an official Disney resort. I know that Shades of Green is on Disney property, but it is not run by Disney at this point in time. And that benefit's not available. So you'll just have to. What you can do, though, just as well, is you can go ahead and give your luggage over to Bell Services at your resort. And then when you're ready to go ahead and travel to the airport, whatever transportation mode you're using, you can pick it up and just put those pieces of luggage in there as well.
All right, let's get to Frank's question. Hello, Mike and ladies. We just recently booked our trip for October of 2018. During this trip, we're going to be able to go to Mickey's Very Scary Halloween. It's actually, well, he's going to Mickey's Very, Very Scary Halloween party. I guess that's the new party in 2018. In 2017, it was Mickey's Not So Scary. Yeah, so I guess Disney's doing a 180 on the parties next year. But anyway, he says, my dilemma is, after viewing all these Christmas pictures on social media, I am very, very, very tempted to change my trip to December and go to the Christmas party. We have been to both parties in the past and like them both very much, but I think there's just something special about Disney at Christmas time. Just want to get your thoughts on this. Thank you for always putting on a great show and keeping us up to date with the new things at the world. Thanks, Frank. And he says he's in Philly. Go Birds. And sorry about Wentz. Okay, so he wants to know which party's better. How the Very Scary or the... That's awesome. Or the... okay, now he's throwing me off. Or the Mickey's Very Merry. So... Which one's better in your case, Pam, and why? Should he switch his trip to December? I mean, what do you think overall?
Oh, gosh, this is so rough because I really feel like both of these parties have great things about them, and it really just depends on how you're feeling. If you've been to one and not the other, I would say absolutely attend the other one just for comparison's sake, and then you know how you're going to move forward from this point on. I love the Halloween party. I think that the fireworks are fantastic and love trick-or-treating and the parade and all of that. I think it's so great. But I am also someone who truly enjoys Christmas. From once Halloween's over, boom, it is Christmas in my house. And I love seeing the way that Disney decorates, and we always used to travel to Disney for Christmas. So it really, in some sense of it, it like Christmas happens at Walt Disney World for me in a lot of ways. I remember Hannah being little and celebrating, you know, doing that down at Disney World quite a few times. So I love them both. I honestly, this is like asking you to choose your child. I cannot do it because it's too hard to choose your favorite child. Like, I just can't do it. I really like both. And I think they both have big pluses. I really do.
Yeah, I think I might give the nod to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party slightly. I just like the party just a little bit more with the trick-or-treating. I think that's what puts it over the edge. But like seasonally, as far as like when to take your trip, you got Food and Wine going on. Now that's awesome during the Halloween party time, but then during Christmas, you have all the decorations. I would say if you're more crowd averse, that, well, I mean, the Halloween party though starts in August. I mean, if you're going in October, the crowd's going to be really high. The crowds will probably be lower in early December and the heat will be less. So that's something to think about. But I think it gets down to which season you want to see Disney displaying. Ricky, what do you think?
Let's put it this way. If you're going based off of the party only, I would say go to the Halloween party. if you are going based off of the atmosphere overall of the resort, I would say consider going to the Christmas party. You know, I think that the holiday atmosphere just can't be beat at Walt Disney World. Actually, I think that, in my opinion this year, I think that the offerings at Epcot and Hollywood Studios have kind of surpassed the Magic Kingdom's offerings this year. As far as, like, I was more excited to see those things than I would have. I didn't even go to the Mickey's Very Merry this year. I actually didn't really go to the Magic Kingdom a whole lot. I mean, I didn't see the nighttime stuff at the Magic Kingdom this year. Like, I was way more interested in doing, you know, Epcot and Hollywood Studios, which I don't think I would have said, or thought I would have said. So, yeah, I mean, if you're looking for just the general overall atmosphere, I would go with the holidays. If you're looking for the party specifically, I would go with Mickey's Not So Scary.
All right, time for the last question of the day. It's from Matthew. It's titled Solo Trip, Friends and Christmas Party. Hey, Mike, Pam, and Ricky. I am from Lexington, Virginia, roughly 336 miles away from Pam, and I'm planning a return trip to the world next month before my annual pass expires. Okay, so we're getting to this one. We're a little bit late on this one, but top of the mind with the Christmas party still. We're thinking about it. I will have 4 full days in the parks. We'll be staying on site and just bought a ticket to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. Some friends from Tampa will probably drive over for the weekend, but 2 to 3 days in the park will be a solo trip for me. Do you have any tips for a solo trip? For the 1 or 2 days my friends might join me, what do you suggest if we can't get fast passes for the same attractions and times? Should we divide and conquer? Also, what should be my must-do things for Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party? Thanks for all you do to help us BOGP listeners make the most of our Walt Disney World adventures. Best, Matthew. All right, Pam, so give him a little advice. How about, because, you know, we talk about a lot of these things quite often, but what about that situation where, because this is going to happen to us a lot, you know, this coming week. You know, we have such a large group. Our fast passes don't always match up. What do we do in that situation? What do you do?
So, I mean, you know, I think that you can keep, we always say, keep trying. See if something opens up. See if you can tweak someone's fast pass just a little bit in terms of, you know, hit the beginning of one person's time frame and then the end of another person's time frame. See if those can line up, even if you have a 5 or a 10 minute overlap, that's something that you can do. You know, I think that this is something that is challenging at times, but you can, don't sweat it. You know, even if you go a little bit, even if you go at different times or you don't get to experience them together, it's okay. You still get to do the attraction, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah, I agree. You just got to keep checking. And, you know, sometimes you do have to just, you know, do different things and then meet back up. And that happens. We do that quite often, but we try to, you know, jigger things. So we get them in there, you know, like you said, like if one's got a 10 minute over, like you get that 10 minute grace period, but if you can get one to start, you know, within that 5 minutes before, like we really do mess around with our times and barely get in there. You know, we're always messing around with things and trying to get them to work. So Ricky, what else advice do you have? He's going solo for a couple of days and he's also looking for the best of the Christmas party. Of course that's over now, but you know, for folks looking ahead to 2018, what do you think?
So I love to travel solo, actually. I do it frequently. I, you know, while I love being with Brian or you guys or whatever, there's just something so special about being by myself. Because I can literally do whatever I want. So that's the best part, is if I want to go here, I can go here. If I want to go there, I can go there. I can turn around on a whim and be like, you know what, I feel like doing this today. So, or I feel like doing this in the second, or, you know, I'm walking past a restaurant. Hey, you know what, I want to stop for a snack here or whatever. So you can get a lot of fast passes being a solo traveler as well. So I actually love being solo. There's just, like I said, this freedom to it. As far as being there for Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, and like we said, it's kind of over, but this year, but for next year, make sure you stop for the snacks, because this year, well, actually, they kind of brought it out last year, but a lot of people don't remember that. But they have snacks that are different at the different locations, or they had snacks at different locations. So make sure you try the cookies and other snacks at all the various locations. Of course, you're going to make sure that you're in a good spot for Holiday Wishes, which is a fantastic fireworks show. You also want to make sure that you're in a good spot to see the parade, because I mean, I love the Boo to You parade, but this parade is pretty awesome, I gotta say. You know, the Christmas parade is really fantastic too. So they do a great job with that. So, you know, I think that those are really the key things. Make sure you do those things, and you'll have a great time at the holiday party this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Or next year. I'm sure you did. But for the folks looking forward. But yeah, see the parade on Main Street too if you can. I think that's big.
Yes.
I like that. It really kind of sets the scene. All right. Well, thank you so much for those great questions. Keep sending those in to Mike@BeOurGuestPodcast.com. We'll get to it right away. So send it in today. Don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends at VirtualMickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Theme Park News Disney Edition. That's a free iOS app that'll turn your Apple device into a Disney device. And Ricky, just for like 1 minute, look into your crystal ball. I mean, of course,
yes.
In 2018, what do you think the big stories will be reading about are? I mean, Toy Story Land. I mean, anything that's kind of under the radar you think might be a big story in 2018?
Yeah, so I definitely think, obviously, we're going to get a lot of information about Toy Story Land. I think we're going to get a lot of information about Star Wars Land as well, because, you know, we're only, you know, a year to year and a half or so, maybe a little longer than that, depending on when the Magic Kingdom or the Walt Disney World version opens versus the Disneyland version, because we all know the Disneyland version will open sooner than the, you know, Walt Disney World version. So I know we're going to get a lot of news about Star Wars Land because they're going to have it for both, you know, kind of both coasts going at it. So we'll get a lot of details about that. And I really think that a lot of, you know, 2018 is going to revolve around a lot of the restaurants that are opening up. You know, you've got quite a few restaurants that are opening up at Disney Springs that are coming. So that are still, you know, set to open up. Like Wine Bar George, you've got the Terralina Crafted Italian, which is going to open up in 2018 too. So I think that a lot of the restaurants are going to be things that that we're seeing information about. You know, it's going to be an interesting year. I have a feeling it's going to be a very, very, very interesting year. But, you know, if you would have told me at the beginning of 2017 that we would have gondolas and Tron Coaster and, you know, a Guardians of the Galaxy ride and Ratatouille and all that coming, I would have laughed in your face. So
it's exciting. Though,
so you never know what it's going to come up with. So
it is exciting. So, yeah, you want to keep up with all the news, and it looks great on those shiny new gadgets that, you know, the little piece of fruit that might have been left under the tree. Grab Theme Park News Disney Edition. It's free. If you're broke from all the Christmas shopping, this is a great way to go because it isn't going to cost you anything extra. Turn that Apple device into a Disney device today over at virtualmickey.com. Don't forget to use our Amazon affiliate link as you continue to shop here throughout the year. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. It really does help support the show. Cost you nothing extra. Get all those Prime benefits. Again, BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. Follow us on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter @BeOurGuestMike. And we've got a great Facebook page at Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Drop on in today. All right, we're going to be back again on Friday, but we appreciate you spending your midweek with us. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, and I'm getting ready to pack for Walt Disney World. So until we do that, we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.